trust in God. I trust in God. I will walk by faith. I don't walk by sight. I will walk by faith.
Welcome to this episode of A Brighter Day. I'm your host, Dr. Maurice Joyner. Today, we're going to continue the subject message of believing. And the title of today's message is Faith is Believing. Again, faith is believing. So let's go to the book of Matthew's. In Matthew chapter 9, we're going to start in verse 18. And it says in verse 18, while he spoke these things to them, this is referring to a conversation with Jesus was having with John the Apostle's disciples about fasting. And while he was speaking to them, a ruler, Jairus, came and worshiped him, saying, my daughter has just died, but come and lay your hands on her, and she will live. Again, the statement of faith that Jairus is putting out here. He tells Jesus that my daughter has just died, but come and lay hands on her, and she will live. This is a statement that Jairus was totally convinced, with complete confidence, that if Jesus would just come and lay his hand on his daughter, she will live. So Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciple. And as Jesus was going to the house of Jairus, it says in verse 20 that, and suddenly a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came from behind and touched the hem of his garment. For she said to herself that if only I may touch his garment, if only I may touch his garment, I shall be made well. Her statement of faith is that if only I may touch his garment, although I've been dealing with this issue of blood for 12 years, but if only I may touch his garment, today I shall be made well. But Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, be of good cheer, daughter. Be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. That her faith and the confidence that she had that if I may just touch his garment, she would be made well. And the woman was made well from that hour. And when Jesus came into the ruler house, when Jesus came into Jairus' house and saw that the flute players and the noisy crowd wailing, he said to them, make room, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping. Make room, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping. And they ridiculed him. They ridiculed him. But when the crowd was put outside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl arose. And the report of this went out into all the land. Just as Jairus had spoken in faith, that he knew that if Jesus would just come to her and lay hands on her, she will Leah. And surely she arose and lived. And when Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying out and saying, "Son of David, have mercy on us." And when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I'm capable, that I'm able to do this? Do you believe?" And they said to him, "Yes, Lord." And at that moment, then he touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith." That's interesting here. Jesus said, "According to your faith, your belief in me, the faith that you have in me, in your eyes were open." And Jesus sternly warned them, saying, "See that no one knows." But when they had departed, here's the good news. But when they had departed, they spread the news about him all throughout the country. They just couldn't keep that to themselves. They had to go and tell somebody that they have been made well, that they was once blind, but now they can see. And what a glorifying day it was. So let's look at a few scriptures of faith here. God tells us in John 3:16, "For he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." That whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And that's the type of faith, and that's the type of faith that we must have concerning any expectation from Jesus. First of all, we have to believe. We have to believe that Jesus went to the cross, that he died for us. We have to believe that Jesus was a gift of God to us. We have to believe that. By faith, in order to receive the expectation or whatsoever we ask. It says that by grace that we have been saved through faith and not of ourselves, that it is a gift of God in the book of Ephesians 2:8, that Jesus died for our sins. What is the greatest gift that could be given to us? And they say, so then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. God wants us to come to establish that relationship with him, to come to get to know him, to come and walk into that friendship with him, to bring us into that arena of faith, to trust in him, to believe in him. Then in Mark 11:24, tell us that, "Therefore I say to you, that so whatever things that you should ask when you pray, whatever you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you would have them." It may not come at the moment which we expect for it to come. It may not be at the time that we want it to be, but he tells us here, don't stop believing. He tells us here that whatsoever you ask when you pray, believe that you receive it. Believe it. Don't let the enemy, don't let anything come about and rob you of that. Believe it. That you pray, you believe, and the expectation is to come. But here's one here. For God tells us in Hebrews 11:16, he said, but without faith, it is impossible. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. Why? Because without faith, there's no belief. You can't believe that he went to the cross, he died, he rose for us, he gave his life for us to cleanse of our sin. If you don't believe that, by faith, that it's impossible to please God. He goes on to say, for he who comes to God must believe that he is. We must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. That he is a rewarder to all those who seek him. See, God rewards those who seek him with all thy heart. He rewards them with love, joy, peace, prosperity, wisdom, eternal life. To all those who seek him. You know, in my previous episode, I spoke of growing up on a plantation. I gave a testimony about being raised on a plantation. But here's a few things here. Although we was on a plantation, there was never a day which my parents talked about what we didn't have. Nor did they complain about anything. And nor did they point blame in any direction. You know, our home was an old wooden house with a tin roof that set out in the middle of nowhere on a cotton crop. No indoor plumbing or running water. But our home was filled with love, humble, and a grateful spirit. You know, and it wasn't just a matter of that in home, but we was taught to present ourselves in the same acts of love, gratitude, wherever we went, love one another, be grateful, and to be humble. You see, my parents were of good faith. As I reflect back to their acts of faith, I've come to learn the power of trusting and believing in the glory of God. Just as God tells us in Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things that are not seen. That we learn and we believe that God is and always will be our way maker. By faith, we could come to find gratitude in a place of our nows, where we are right now, today. And we can keep sight on that place called there, that place of greater hope, that place of expectation for the glory of God, for God's testimony of who he is. God goes on to tell us in the book of in the book of Matthew 9:37. There he says to his disciple, the harvest is truly is plentiful, but the labors are few. Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out labors into the harvest. You see, I'm grateful that God has brought me among his labors into his harvest. And I pray the same for you, that we come to learn who he is through our acts of faith, believing in him, trusting in him for all our needs, for all our concerns, all our battles, whatever the situation may be. God is asking us to just to believe in him. Because those things that seems to be impossible, he tells us all things are possible with him. Those moments where we find ourselves as though that there's no place to turn. Those moments when we seem as though that life is doomed. God is saying, no. Believe in me. Trust in me. Come and get to know me. Come and get to know who I am and how precious we are to him. How much he loves us. How much he cares for us. He tells us that we are exceedingly loved by him. And that we walk into those acts of faith. We speak in the language of faith. We carry ourselves in the language of faith. Regardless how things may look, we don't look at how the situation looks. We come to understand who God says that he is. Just as Jairus came to him as Jesus was having a conversation with the apostle and his disciples, Jairus came to him and said, if you would just come. Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. Just come. Just come. Because I know if you would just come and just lay hands on my daughter, she will live. Just like the woman with the issue of blood, 12 years, not 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, but 12 years. 12 years, how she became rooted down in the faith, as she became to get to know him to a point where she can just say with great confidence that if I can just touch the hem of his garment, not that if I could just hold him, if I could, you know, just grab onto him, but I just let me touch just the hem of his garment. I shall be made well. Just as the blind men who had no confidence to say to Jesus, yes, I believe. They had came to know him. They had came to know that he is the healer. He is the miracle worker. That they believe. And what I find so exciting about that, not only did they just believe, but that belief just went into overflow. They said, no, I can't keep this inside. We got to go tell somebody. And they went spoken of Jesus all over the country. That's the God we serve. That is who he is. And the only thing he invites us today is just to believe that. He's not putting no conditions on that. He's not putting any type of expectations on that. He's not putting anything. He said, I have done what my Father has called me to do. I have come. I've given my life. I have died on the cross for your sins, your iniquity. I have paid the price. Now, all I want of you, my child, all I want of you is just believe. Just believe. That's it. Nothing more. It's not. There's no stipulations. There's nothing to say you must do this, you must do it. Nothing. He said, I've paid the price for your sin. I just want you to just believe. That's it. And as you believe, you too will become a laborer for his harvest. And as others see you, they will see him. And their life will be changed for his glory. Until next time, make every day a brighter day. In Jesus' name, amen.